This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The expected Democratic nominee for this year's U.S. presidential race, Joe Biden, has announced that he has picked Kamala Harris as his running mate. Harris is a U.S. senator from California. She's the daughter of Jamaican immigrants and only the second black woman to serve in the United States Senate. As a vice presidential nominee, she will be only the fourth woman to appear on a major party ticket. Biden's candidacy will be formalized next week at the Democratic National Convention, which for the first time will be held entirely online due to the pandemic. Former President Barack Obama and 2016 presidential nominee Hillary Clinton are among the high-profile Democrats expected to speak in support of the Biden-Harris ticket. Four nights of speeches start Monday and culminate with Biden's presidential nomination acceptance speech on August 20th, which will be delivered from his home state of Delaware. Since the vice president steps into the president's role if the president dies or becomes incapacitated, Harris's age, 55, is important. If Biden wins, he would be 78 years old at his inauguration in January, making him the oldest U.S. president ever. U.S. President Donald Trump, who will compete with Biden in the November election, is currently 74. Russian President Vladimir Putin says his country has become the first in the world to formally approve a new COVID-19 vaccine. Despite international skepticism, President Putin announced the development during a meeting with his government ministers on Tuesday that was carried live on state television. Russian authorities have said that medical workers, teachers, and other high-risk groups will be the first to be inoculated. From Washington, D.C., you're